Part 6. What do we learn from the Great Flood? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and the water covered all the earth. All the wicked people died. The rebellious angels left their bodies of flesh and became demons. Those who were in the ark survived. Though Noah and his family eventually died, God will bring them to life again with the prospect of living forever. Satan and the demons continue to mislead people. Today, as in Noah's time, many reject Jehovah's loving direction. Soon, Jehovah will destroy all who are wicked. Some people are like Noah. They listen to God and do what he says. They are Jehovah's Witnesses. Choose the road that leads to life. Matthew 7:13 and 14. The wicked will be destroyed. The meek will enjoy peace. Psalm 37:10 and 11. In summary, God destroyed the wicked, but saved Noah and his family. Genesis 7:11, 12, and 23 reads, In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day, all the springs of the vast watery deep were broken open, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And the downpour upon the earth went on for 40 days and 40 nights. Thus he wiped out every existing thing that was on the surface of the ground, from man to beast to moving animal and to flying creature of the heavens, and they were wiped off the earth. And only Noah and those who were with him in the ark kept on surviving. God will again destroy the wicked and save the good people. Matthew 24:37 through 39 reads, For just as the days of Noah were, so the presence of the Son of Man will be. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, men marrying and women being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they took no note until the flood came and swept them all away, so the presence of the Son of Man will be.